All right, I'm ready for you to embarrass yourself here because I actually talked about this a little bit last night. So I do want to hear your thoughts on it because the story, again, involving the NFL, Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, we'll just say Tardif for the sanctity of time because we don't have much left in the show, but he earned his medical degree at McGill University, world-renowned university, obviously, and he petitioned the NFL to get – no, it's not at all. Although apparently Jeff Rieger told me that Mike Babcock went to McGill.
Yes, he did. That's true.
So
that's
there
true.
You go. Yeah. That's a Detroit tie-in, so now we can get to the story. I have no idea. But apparently Tardif petitioned the NFL to get MD added to the last name on the back of his, you know, jersey with the Kansas City Chiefs. The NFL said no. And in my stance on this is you have a league that is constantly dealing with negativity. You have people assuming that, you know, NFL players are all criminals. You know, that all of them are un-American and that they're all selfish and unappreciative of the positions that they hold, which could not be further from the truth. There are obviously outliers. Jameis Winston, what he's going through. And, you know, we've seen several domestic violence issues.
Yes,
but
we know.
To me, this would have been a no-brainer, good for PR, have Roger Goodell and Tardif stand up together and talk about, you know, making an impact in the world off the football field as well. How is this a negative?
It's not a negative, but it's an unnecessary. And here's, I don't like how it's cluttered up with senior and junior and the third and the fourth and everything else. And you say, what do you mean cluttered? Well, no, you, this is my problem sometimes when athletes want to make statements in the simplest way, look at me way possible. You can talk about being a doctor. You can stand as a shining light to other young athletes who get it. But why does it have to be on the jersey? That is such a look at me move. And I'm not even going to get into the slippery slope. But what if somebody wants, I want Robert Winowski Esquire on mine. Or you get an honorary degree. So you get, you know, you can throw a PhD or whatever. Whatever an honorary degree is. It's just, I think it's unnecessary, and I applaud him for doing it, but do we have to applaud him every single game? Does it have to be?
Okay, but again, think about it from the NFL's perspective. Like you and I, we would know it would have been the NFL trying to, you know, get some positive news or, you know, positivity about one of its players. But if you are the league, you do want people to realize, wow, you know, there's a doctor. And on Fox, CBS, NBC, ESPN, whatever network's going to have an NFL game, you're going to see that on the back of his jersey. It'll be a talking point every single game.
Do you think that really will change people's perception of the NFL if one guy has MD? And again, I think there are,
help.
I think the NFL can be way too prickly, sticky, whatever.
No fun league,
stuck in the
all
mud
that. Yes,
about
of course,
it and stuff.
Yeah.
But you do wonder, well, he got to put MD on. Why can't I put, and it's already gone, the junior scene. And people say, Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco. Well, he did.
He legally changed his name. Like Ron Artest when he became Meta World Peace. Yeah.
It's he doesn't have to change his name to add MD to it. But I don't. How many monikers are we going to allow to keep being put on? And I'm not a uniform snob. I'm not like, this really gums up the way it looks and the cleanness of it.
You're not one of those guys that thinks that they should just have Chiefs on the back of every jersey. They shouldn't even have their names.
Oh, I kind of like that. But what if a guy wants to put, I don't know, his middle initial or his nickname, Bob Wojo Winowski, on there.
You know, Darius Big Play Slay. See, this isn't a nickname, no. It is it's a title. It's something that
has been
earned. It's
an extraneous moniker. An extraneous moniker.
Fair
just
enough.
Like a nickname is an extraneous moniker.
If you're the NFL and you're trying to win a PR battle or at least try to win some people over, you know, not to mention inspire, you know, potentially some young kids who, I mean, just from my experience, you know, being in high school, you got your parents dogging you, telling you, man, you got a 3.5, you need to get up to a 3.8 or whatever it is. I was lower than that. I wasn't smart at all. But, you know, to me, you do need to have that student piece of it and impress upon kids at an early age that, you know what, you have a long life to live after football ultimately leaves you. You need to make sure you take advantage of that. And this might be something that could be, again, a huge positive for
the
NFL.
He can stand up. He's getting tons of publicity now. He can stand up there and talk about it.
Fair enough, but it's the NFL that is getting, to me, should be getting some negative publicity because it's an easy thing.
And how about this? Instead of going to all those medical classes and getting the degree, why wasn't he working out and lifting weights and reading the playbook?
He's still a starter, right?
I mean, why wasn't he
doing
that? Well,
look, because he has so much of his brain to utilize. Like, he got done with the playbook and, you know, getting everything down, getting all the checks, you know, down and ready to go, the protections. He could go spend time at medical school.
I mean,
you know?
It is impressive. I get that. But there's lots of impressive things. Why is his more impressive than the other? Why can't a guy put his in and go, raised three kids in single-family household? Okay. You know? I mean, I don't know what that moniker would
Fair
be.
Fair enough. But being a doctor is, I mean, that's pretty significant. Not a whole lot of people say that, which is why, whether you think it's snobby or not, everyone wants to be, if you get your doctorate, everyone wants to be referred to as doctor.